The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
As Holly Carpenter mentioned before the break, she was down at this protest today. It included people from hospitality, tourism, retail, childcare and other small business owners. They took to the streets of Dublin calling for action to prevent more pub, restaurant and cafe closures in the near future. Our reporter, our chief reporter, Barry White, was amongst them. He was at the protest march. He's with me now in studio. Barry, what was the turnout like?
Hi, Kieran. Good afternoon. Yeah, it was quite a large turnout, I would say. There was over 1,000 people for this day of action, and it wasn't just Dublin-based business owners and workers. People from all around the country turned out for this protest. I spoke to people from Kerry, Clare, Donegal, Wexford, all over the country. So the protest began at the Pepper Canister Church in Mount Street in the capital, and protesters then marched from there past the Department of Finance and made their way to outside Leinster House. Now, when they marched by the Department of Finance, they jeered, they booed, they blew whistles, while others chanted "Keep Ireland Open." It was clear that the protesters wanted those in the Department of Finance to hear what they had to say. Protesters also carried placards carrying slogans such as 270,000 hospitality livelihoods under threat. They then gathered outside Leinster House for a rally with people across the hospitality sector addressing the crowd. And the main ask from those who took part today, Kieran, is that they are calling for the hospitality VAT rate to be cut from 13.5% to 9%, while they are also warning that other government policies, including minimum wage hikes, 6-day increases, and the planned introduction of auto enrolment pensions are also putting businesses at risk. And I spoke to Paul Lenehan from the Hearts Group first. He owns 4 restaurants in County Kildare, and he says his costs have went up massively in the last few years.
Costs have gone up exponentially in the last number of years. Obviously, starting 2-3 years ago with coming out of COVID, energy costs, food costs, everything has just been spiraling out of control. And then the government then last year decided to throw an extra 4.5% back on. Appreciate it is a consumer, supposed to be in a consumer tax, but in a time of extremely escalating costs associated with the business, it was just another cost of business we simply cannot afford.
I suppose from the perspective of your group, can you give us an example of, say, how much your energy bills have gone up, just for our listeners?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose energy has been one thing. That energy is about the only cost, I'd say, that is stabilised and is not continuing to go up. But we were sitting 50% on energy rises. We saw another 50% rise in our wages, and well, not in just wages, but the minimum wage last year. So we have just seen a huge amount of costs continually going up.
How difficult is it to make a profit in the industry now?
Believe it or not, it is extremely difficult. There was always a time when there was a kind of a buoyant kind of, you would always aim to be in between a 6 and 8% profit at the end of the year. That's what you'd look to forward your, to extend on your business, to re-employ new staff, to extend, to maybe open another business. You'd have to be at that kind of level to be progressive and to make it worth your while. We're down at break even now. I'll be honest with you, I've got 4 businesses and every single one of them are just above break even. That is not sustainable. So we need VAT 9. So it's so important that we need to get the VAT 9.
Look, a lot of people will say restaurants, pubs are just too expensive now, and that's why people aren't going out. Bring down your prices.
Yeah, and to be honest, that is not an argument that we would see. It's not that people aren't going out. People are going out. You look at all our restaurants, you're all wondering, what the hell are we all giving out about? Our restaurants are very busy. We visit the weekend. We're busy Fridays, busy Saturdays, and like we've always been. So numbers are going out. But what we're not getting is that average spend has stayed the same over the last number of years. So our margins have been constantly are decreasing and decreasing. If you go out, our average spend generally hasn't changed much in the last few years. So people still want to go out and spend the same amount. It's just that they're not probably getting value for money now because we can't reduce our prices anymore.
Okay, so he used, Paul Lennon, he used the word unsustainable a few times there, Barry. So what are some of these unsustainable cost increases that they've seen?
Yeah, well, suppose energy costs, prices are going up massively. So most people were telling me today that they simply, business owners are simply just not making the profit that they once were. Say 3 years ago even, they were making maybe an 8-9% profit, whereas now they're just getting enough to get by. They're not making enough of a profit. If you're not making a profit, then you're not going to survive. And the Restaurants Association of Ireland say over 700 restaurants, cafes and food businesses have actually closed in the last year since the VAT rate was reverted from 9% to 13.5%. And they say hundreds more will close over the autumn because tourism numbers are down then. And they say even more will close in January and February because these tend to be quieter months anyway. And Kieran, I spoke to Russell Bailey, who owns Le Buca restaurant in County Meath. It's actually closing its doors for the final time this weekend. Well, I also spoke to Anthony Gray, who owns two restaurants in Sligo Town, and he's also fearing that he may have to close the doors in one of his businesses.
I've ran restaurants in County Meath for 20 years now. We've been through the recession, we've been through the pandemic. At this moment in time, it's the hardest to make the sums stack up. The supports have been taken away in terms of VAT and extra costs are being thrown in, and it's just basically impossible to make a business viable at the minute.
One of your restaurants are due to close this weekend?
Yeah, La Bucca Ashburn is closing its doors for the last time this Saturday coming, Saturday the 19th. Yeah.
How many years has La Bucca been there?
Just over 20 years now at this stage, yeah. Yeah, 20 years.
How many jobs will be lost in La Bucca?
There'll be just over 20 jobs gone in La Bucca.
I'm sure you've tried everything to keep the restaurant open, considering it's been there for over 20 years, but was it just impossible?
It was just impossible. There's a difference to Ashburn compared to the other two restaurants, which... aside from all the additional costs, is the roadworks in Ashburn have been ongoing now for nearly 3 years, which has made the town virtually inaccessible in the evening times.
Do you blame the government?
I do blame the government for not looking after businesses in the last budget.
It's the most difficult it's ever been. You know, we've had hundreds of job losses in the northwest and hundreds of closures. And it's time, you know, the government changed the rhetoric. And that's why we're up here today, to actually get our voices heard, because they totally neglected us in the budget. You know, it's an industry that's crying out for someone to save it. And unfortunately, the government have turned a blind eye to us.
You have two restaurants in Sligo. How much of your costs went up?
The costs have gone through the roof. You have energy costs, you have the cost of goods, then you have minimum wage increases, you have pension enrolment coming down the line. And, you know, VAT increase, like when it was at 9%, you were able to absorb some of these. Now it's gone to 13.5%. It's no longer viable.
How long has your business has been in Sligo?
Alabon is 14 years open. Hooked is 6 years open. I took a calculated risk. I took a big chance and I started off with 3 employees and now with 41. The government do nothing for me as an entrepreneur or somebody who's created employment in rural Ireland.
And is that an ongoing fear that you may have to close one of your restaurants eventually if nothing changes?
Sure, you have to look at costs. If it's non-viable, you'll have to close. You've no other option, and the government don't realise it.
Okay, so that's Anthony Gray from Ailevon Restaurant in Sligo Town, one of the two he owns there. You spoke to rural pub owners as well, Barry. Do they think they might become dinosaurs, relics of the past?
Yeah, they do. I spoke to many pub owners today who say they fear that they will also have to close, similar to what we heard from the restaurant owners there. And hundreds of pubs similar to restaurants have already closed in the last year across the country. The Vintners Association of Ireland don't have an exact figure of closures, but they told me that the major drink suppliers here are down 1,300 customers in the last year. So you can assume that hundreds of pubs have closed as well. And as well as these closures, pub owners today told me that they're not operating on a 7-day week anymore. They simply don't have the customers to open Monday to Friday. So a lot of pubs, especially in rural areas, are only opening Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday now. And these business owners told me today, it's just not financially viable for them to open 7 days a week. And if you can't open 7 days a week, then you're probably going to face closure in the long run. And I could speak into two rural pub owners today, Jackie, who owns Sharky's Pub in Annagree in West Donegal, and Niall, who owns a pub in Enniscorthy.
It's very difficult at the moment. Like, you know, we're lucky, we're a family and we have family, but if we had to employ people, forget it. Like, you know, we're just like making a living and that's about basically it. Like, you know, we're fourth generation pub, like, you know, so.
And how is business now?
Business is, when it's busy, it's busy. When it's quiet, it's quiet.
How long has the pub been there in Annagree?
It's, first license was 1777. So, like, the boys are fourth generation owners and...
So it's one of the oldest pubs in Ireland?
It would be one of them, yeah.
Is it a struggle to keep it open now, given how much costs have risen?
It is a struggle. Like, you know, as I said, like, only for... It's a family pub and it's family that's, like, working there. Like, otherwise you wouldn't... Like, if you had to employ people, it wouldn't be worth your while staying open. Like,
why have you come here today? You've come a long way.
We have come a long way. We've come to support everybody, like, you know, and, like, the government isn't helping us.
It's getting harder and harder. We've been faced with compliances, and that's what they are, compliances, to satisfy paying minimum wage. That's now imposed upon us. There's no problem paying minimum wage. everybody needs a fair living, and so does the guy who's actually employing the person. They need a fair living too. And it's just this government imposing such a severe 33% increase on the last three increases. We're just not able to make ends meet for it.
How long have you been in business?
23 years.
Is this the hardest it's ever been to run a business?
The last big hit for me, I lost 62% of my business in 2004 when the smoking ban came in. This is going to hurt, I think, even more.
Niall, you're carrying what looks like a coffin. Why have you chosen to carry this?
Because that's what we're going to bury, is the small Irish pub. And the government is determined to bury the small Irish pub. And if you want to see an Irish pub, you may go to a foreign country.
I actually saw, Barry, a photo of you interviewing him carrying the coffin. JD Flynn from Kittler's Inn, who I follow on Instagram,
right.
Put up a photograph of you earlier, so I knew that was coming. I mean, if I was being unkind, I might say this protest is 2 weeks too late. You know, we've had the budget. I mean, will the government step in and do anything here?
Well, the government have been pretty clear on the hospitality VAT rate, Kieran, and I asked the public expenditure minister, Pascal Donoghue, about this yesterday, and he said that cutting the VAT rate from 13.5% to 9% would cost between 700 and 800 million euro. So I don't think the government are for turning here, but look, there's an election coming. I think it could be called within the next 2 weeks. There was well over 1,000 people there today. There's thousands of other hospitality business owners across the country who will agree with this protest. That's a lot of votes.
Yeah, well, listen, we're going to speak to some of the people who were at the protest a little bit later, and we're going to speak to one of Ireland's most famous hoteliers, retired hotelier now for the last 12 months, Francis Brennan, sold the park November last year, I think it was. So close on the 12 months, he's going to be with me after six. Kieran, I'm listening to the restaurant owner who's closing down, 20 jobs lost, 20 people who will be receiving the dole, 20 people not paying tax, USC and PRSI. All that is surely more than the government would lose from a reduction in VAT, says John the Napper. Darren and Tip says the government are only interested in the multinationals as they get so much tax from them, but forget about the thousands of small businesses that actually employ more people, and the government doesn't notice five jobs gone here and there, but will panic if 100 jobs go from one factory when thousands are gone over a period of time. So says Dara and Tip. There is some lack of sympathy as well from some listeners. Pat, the last VAT reduction for hospitality was not passed back to the customers. Prices actually went up. The days of cheap hospitality wages and poor staff conditions are gone. Time for those businesses to stop moaning and get on with it. Barry in Dublin says 40 quid for a bottle of house wine, 50 quid for a steak dinner and pints that cost the pub 2 euro, selling for 8 euro plus. Rip-offs everywhere. Zero sympathy. So says Barry anyway. Our own Barry. Thank you very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.